Phil Gassler from Martinsburg, Missouri. We farm northeast or north, yeah, northeast Callaway, northwest Montgomery, and southeast Audrain County. We farm corn and soybeans. We've tried to grow wheat. We haven't done that for 2 years very good. None last year, so we grow corn and soybeans this year is all we have. We're down the downhill slide of combining the corn right now, so beans are all getting ready. It's going fairly good. We've had a couple big rains that kind of took us out for a while, but ground's getting pretty solid again, and we're able to get the carts in the field at least. We can't get the semis in. There, we got to haul through the semis out on the roads and stuff, so that slows us down a little while. We've got to wait for the carts, but things are going pretty good. It's a full month ahead of last year's schedule.
I was just going to ask you about that. Here we are at the 1st of October, and it's probably not long before you're finished with corn.
Yeah, we could be finished with corn in 4 days, but I think we're going to have to quit to combine beans. We're going to have a combine running some beans today and see how wet they are. And we've got 400 and some acres of corn to shell yet, maybe closer to 500, so we could be done in 3 days if everything went perfect.
Tell me what you anticipate for beans, or have you cut any yet?
Haven't cut any. I hope our anticipation doesn't lead to disappointment because they look awful good. Some of the early yield reports have been really good, so I hope the beans are as good as they look.
You had a few issues with weather and getting corn planted and having to replant some of it. How did the season go that way?
We got it replanted, and that corn looks really good. It's got a good stand. It definitely is wetter and it's later, but it could end up being the average on the late corn will be better than the average on the early corn, strictly because of stand. And it wasn't near as bad as it was in 09. We had 1,250 acres of replant corn last year, and we hadn't started combining a drop of corn until after the 1st of October, and it was all wet. There was no dry corn last year.
Talk about the hybrids that you're planting.
We plant mostly DeKalb and Lewis, and we tried some competitors' numbers this year. We got three different Pioneers and a couple Golden Harvest numbers, and very well pleased with the way ours held up against those, especially in the grain quality on some of them. We've been planting mostly rootworm corn because of the availability of it, and this year we tried a new VT Double Pro corn, which is has earworm control, and very pleased with that. That looks like a technology that's going to pay off really good, and it's one that you can visually see and just tell that it's working right off front. You don't have to weigh and check. Like corn borer, most people would not know, you know, if they have corn borer, unless the corn goes down, and then, you know, that's not always the issue with down corn either. So,
do you anticipate planting more? You'll be doing more of the Double Pro?
Yes, we'll probably plant all of it we can get, as long as we don't have rootworm issues in this area, which we're kind of on the borderline now. We're really not anticipating needing the rootworm. If the smart stacks, basically because of the 5% refuge, I would like to be in all of it right now. Because the 5% refuge, because our refuge corn has really been taking it on the chin this year. And so if you go from 20% to 5% and your refuge corn's losing, you know, 25 to 30 bushel an acre, that extra 15% refuge can really be costly. So that's one thing we'd like to get away from. There's demand for the Double Pro corn right now that might exceed our availability, so hopefully the availability is going to come up here yet, so we'll see where that ends up.
How about the demand for corn in general?
I think demand for corn is exceptional, and I think that as long as the Chinese government keeps things on an even keel over there, they continue to expand their economy, we could be in for some good years on corn exports.